Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Praise be to the name of the Lord. Well, praise God this morning. As we go into the Word, would you allow the Spirit of the Lord to let this message resonate with you as never before? I'm going to be preaching today, in turbulent times, be rooted. Because you may get bent, but don't get broken. Amen? Folks, I want to share with you a few weeks ago, I off the cuff in sharing something else, I said, there's a message I'm going to have to bring to the church because I notice so many Christians are not being resilient in times of trouble. And so I had that in my heart that at some point I have to get this message back because in 2009, while I was ministering as an evangelist, I learned these life lessons through some things that God showed me. God opened my eyes to see some things that He has created and how creation responds. And I thought, Lord, this is a word for now. I had no idea how the day would flow out. And so many of you know Pastor Ewan Butler was supposed to preach his second part of his message today. And with the change in weather across North America and our desire to protect our people, their families, and all entities that are involved, I had to step in at the last moment and get ready to minister this word. And I thought, Lord, You have set everything in place because it's a word for now and a now season. And so my message today is, in turbulent times, be rooted. In turbulent times, be rooted. And here will be the punchline you will hear over and over again. You may get bent, but don't get broken. And we just sang the song Gracefully Broken, meaning that if something is going to break, do it with the Spirit of the Lord so that the grace of God is still in your life. Because when the grace of the Lord is in us, we don't react the same way as if the sinfulness is upon us. And so it's a great season. It's a great moment. And so here we are. I want to share with you this morning the context. The Christian life is a lifelong journey. It's a growing process. It's not an event. It's not just a moment. It is a lifelong growing process. It's not an overnight thing. Our journey with Christ should cause us to be consistently doing whatever it takes to grow in the Word of God, to be developed by the Spirit of God, and to be nourished by worship in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are created by God to be spiritual beings. When you read Genesis chapter 1, that's what we were created to be, spiritual beings. Adam's sin caused us to be fallen beings, which produced fleshly beings. So we are now constantly warring with our flesh, constantly striving to overcome the desires of our sinful nature that Adam passed on to us and we have to fight against. But at the same time, God's Spirit will always fill us with new hope and empower us with a positivity, a calmness, with clear thoughts. And even in the midst of tragedy, God is not dead. God is still there. He created us also that we wouldn't be unselfish in our ways, but instead we would be loving. We would be gracious. Our attitudes will grow, as I shared a few weeks ago, into the Beatitudes that Jesus said we must live by. But the fleshly nature, the sin nature, the prideful nature, it fights to keep us enslaved with evil passions that will ultimately destroy us. So friends, when we become converted believers, if you've not given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do so at home even today. You can do it wherever you are because the beauty about Christ Jesus, He's everywhere at all times with all people. But when we become converted, which means become into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit enters us and we become a new creation. My fleshly ways can be subdued because the Spirit life is in me to help me fight against the desires of the flesh. Holy Spirit works in us to diligently keep us on a right path, even when everything seems to be going wrong. So we got to always remember, though, friends, there's a contender. He tries to destroy us at every level, destroy our conscience, destroy our will, destroy our affections, destroy our love for God and our love for others. He pushes us to do what is wrong rather than what is right. So we're constantly warring with this old destructive nature, and we become accustomed to it at times and give in to it, but we must never allow ourselves to give in. Fight against the sinful nature. Fight against it. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 21 says this: But I say, walk in the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're under the law. Now the works of flesh, it is plain. We sometimes forget it's already written in the Word. We don't have to try and figure out what is right and what's wrong. He already told us in the Word. The works of the flesh are plain: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. And the Bible says, I warn you as I warned you before, those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But then he tells us, what spirit should we have? He says, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And he closes off at verse 24, says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live by the Spirit, we will also walk by the Spirit. It is in walking in the Spirit that we can handle anything in turbulent times. This nature doesn't go away by itself. It has to be crucified. Crucified means subdued, killed, purposely put to rest. So we've got to personally strive to put it to rest. Put these passions that strive against the passion of Christ, put it to rest and acknowledge that Christ is with us even when we're going through tough times. That's why this message is so important, because where we fail is when times get tough. When times are good, we're good. But when times are tough, we get rough. And that's where we need to remember what Christ has done for us. So the writer in Colossians chapter 2, and you're going to see this on the screen, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. So then, just as you receive Christ as Lord, continue to live in Him. How? Rooted and built up, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. In the writer of Corinthians, in the first chapter of Corinthians, verse 1 to 4, he says, in everything I give thanks. Remember our motto this year is, but I thank God. So we're going to have to, in some turbulent times, remember, but I thank God. And do it with whatever attitude makes the devil afraid of you, because I thank God. We cannot allow troubling things to uproot us. There's going to be troubling things, but it should not uproot us. So my word for you today in these turbulent times, got to get rooted, because you can get bent, but you should not get broken. You're going to hear why. See, Christians these days, so easily uprooted. Are you noticing it? Friends, family, people you thought were strong. Too many cannot handle even a little downpour or a wind or a terrible storm. And we're going through this storm right now, and different places are dealing with it differently. I'll tell you right now, this type of snowstorm in Texas is going to be different from the snowstorm in Toronto, in GTA, because we are used to weathering storms. And GTA thinks that they're so good at this, but I grew up in Montreal where we laugh at you, where years ago, what did you do? The GTA, for those worldwide, they had a huge snowstorm, and they called in the army to help clear snow, which my friends in Quebec, where I grew up, they laughed hysterically and said, what are they going to do when it melts? Call in the Navy? But while we have different levels and different ways of handling it, those that are in Newfoundland are used to the snow being higher than the house, so they have their food bought early and their cooking done long, and they bury themselves in and never come out. And I gotta say this online right across the world. I think that's why too many black people don't live in Newfoundland, because we'd lose our color. You know, it takes sun to keep this up. So, but we weather things differently based on where we have come from and what we're used to fighting against or strengthening ourselves in. And so this weekend, it is a classic example of how people are going to handle the storm. And we're going to see, as you watch the news across North America, you're going to see how different people have handled it differently. Same for our spiritual lives. Different people will handle it differently, but under the word of God, there's only one way to handle it, and that is to be rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, to get ready to be strengthened and to grow. Because God's creation, all that happens in creation, are life lessons to teach us how to trust God. Online, I hope you heard me, and let me say it again. All that God does in creation are life lessons to teach us how to trust God. That's why he says if we don't praise him, the rocks will do it. Because creation praises God. So I got to tell you a couple of stories in this message today. Years ago, I went on a vacation into the Bahamas, which ended up being a week of horror as I was trapped in a hurricane. Now, I had not checked the weather. I was booked to speak at a conference. I was an evangelist at that time. I came out of one speaking event. I had another booked, and I was moving so fast, I thought, I need 4 days under a palm tree. That's all I wanted, just 4 days under a palm tree, reset my spirit. So I just quickly bought a last-minute special, and I flew off to the Bahamas, never checked the weather. And when I got there, I wondered why the price was so cheap when I booked it last minute. It was, hear me, friends, it was $400 flight and hotel included for 4 days. And I'm like, boom shakalaka, that's a special. So I was off. Not everything that's cheap is good. When I arrived and I asked them, where's everybody? He says, well, it's going to be quite rainy this week. They were very diplomatic. Quite rainy this week. And I thought, well, as long as I get under a palm tree. Next day, got up, I was with another friend, we went out to go under the palm tree. It was still raining and no one was there. And we saw a few people in the water, and we went out into the water because it was still warm. And while we were there, saw something moving and asked, what is that? They said, oh, that's a stingray. The storm's coming in, so they're coming in. Stingray and me, we're out. Palm tree not needed, stingray not needed, back to the hotel. The next day, the hurricane came in. And I've never been in a hurricane before. I want to tell you, I heard the whistling. I heard the thundering. I heard it was like a train outside the windows. The water was like buckets being poured. It wasn't rain. It was buckets just being poured. The trees were swaying and being broken, and things were being tossed, and all the deck furniture was in the pool, and it was just shocking. It was turbulent in my spirit. And so I left there overwhelmed. In fact, I never made that preaching engagement because not everything that's cheap works for you. Just sideline, take that one in, check cheap. So imagine my surprise when another year I'm in another country in the Caribbean. I was in Barbados, and I noticed the trees by the waterfront, by the seaport, and they were beautiful, they were tall, they were strong, and they were bent, but they were still strong and green. And I had to ask the pastoral team that was touring me, I said, why are those trees so strong and green and luscious when they're like this? And they says, oh, this is the hurricane side of the island. Those trees will never break. I'm like, whoa, these palm trees will never break. They said, no, those are 100 years old. Those, the more the story, listen to me, friends. They opened my eyes to God and how He works with us. They informed me that the more the hurricane comes in and the harder the hurricane hits, the more those trees swing in the storm and the wind. And the winds will bend it and bend it and bend it, but the more it bends it, the deeper the palm tree's root will go down. Woo! Think about it, friends. Isn't that what God wants for us? The more the storm hits us, the deeper our roots go down in Christ, in God. That's why Colossians says what? Be rooted. So those trees weather years and decades and decades and decades of storm until they can't break because their roots, not only, they say, does the root go down, but the harsher the hurricane that pushes it backwards, the more the roots spread out wider, making it stronger. You can go online and check it out for fact check me. It's powerful analogy for us today in a turbulent time. I saw the same in the Dominican Republic. I'll be going there shortly to preach to the pastors there. And I saw the same on their island where those palm trees are like, bend me any direction you want. But the more you bend me, storm of life, hurricane against me, the more you bend me, it hurts. It'll hurt, but it won't break me. Come on now. See, palm trees that grow by the water, they develop a strong, fibrous root that goes so deep and spreads so wide that it anchors them securely, that no storm can break them or take them out. They survive decades. Folks, this is the word of the Lord for you today. There's going to be hurricanes that are going to come against us and even our nation. But this is when the church is going to say, we shall not be broken because we know who we are in Christ and God. Every storm, every hurricane must strengthen us as it pushes our root system deeper into the word of God, causing others to see that we are storm blockers. Do you know what they said about that hurricane? All those trees, those palm trees against the hurricane line, they block the storm from destroying inland. Can I talk to you today? There's a generation that doesn't know how to weather a storm. Get ready to get your roots so deep down that you will be the blocker for the generations inland because they don't know how to take a wind. This is a great weekend for this. As you watch the storm news today, speak to your spirit and say, soul, you're going to rise up and praise the Lord. You slap yourself and say, stop grumbling and complaining, griping and belly aching, and get in the word of God so my roots are deep enough to make me strong. This should be the way our Christian life is. Folks, life tries to push you down. Things come to break you. The enemy will throw things to destroy your hope. But whatever I put before the Lord and lay before the Lord will only make me stronger. What does he say we've been made more than? Did he say we've been made more than wimps? No, we've been made more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have someone, we got a wind blocker already blocking wind for us so we can get ready to be wind blockers for others. Bent backwards, bent low, but I shall not let it break my spirit. Somebody needs to speak it to themselves today. Colossians 2, 6 to 7. So then, just as you receive Christ as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and what? Overflowing with thankfulness. You hear the word of 2026? Get ready to thank God more and grumble less. Overflow. It didn't just say be thankful. It says overflow with thankfulness. So quickly, here we go. Be rooted. To be rooted means to be constantly growing, to show growth and development and maturity so that people will marvel at your journey. We're doing so much going through the Word of God, Bible studies in Ephesians, going through the book of Corinthians. So many things that we're doing, encouraging you for your own Bible reading and your own devotional study and your own prayer time. Because if we don't do this, we will not be seeds that are planted properly. Matthew 13 says, Jesus talks about the seed that's planted grows up to become a strong tree. That's what we need to be. If we are rooted, we become strong. But when our roots are surfacey, just doing Jesus moments. Oh, I did my Jesus thing on Sunday morning. It's not a Jesus thing, it's a life thing. I live my life for Christ. It doesn't matter how small you start out. What matters is how strong you allow your roots to grow. Do you know, have you ever seen in the summer where you get those weeds that come up after the spring rain? And they're harder to pull out than some of them are harder to pull out than regular stuff. Why? Because they still went down deep. So it doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter how wild you are, get your roots deep in the Lord. It will make a difference. Too many Christians walking around with feelings of insecurity. The counseling business has gone off the chart, and the church is diminishing because everyone needs somebody to tell them how to feel. When Jesus already told you how to grow so you will feel right. Folks, we don't dismiss counseling. We encourage it. Because if you need a counselor, you need to get a counselor. Some of you need to go to a counselor. I didn't say that out loud. But we cannot make counseling our mandate and our mission. The Word of God is our mandate and our mission. Good, strong trees weather storms of life and bring beauty to others as well as to self. Not just to self, but to others. Bible says in Psalm 1, verse 3, we should be like a tree planted by streams of water that what? Yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that it does, it prospers. You should be prospering in all things. Why? Because you are rooted in Christ Jesus. So stop falling apart at every level, because when you are firmly rooted and spreading out, you can weather anything, no matter who comes or what comes at you. You will be able to stand and say, blocking it. Come on, somebody. Get ready to be blockers in Jesus' name. You can maybe bent, but don't get broken. Two more examples that will be quicker. Another year, once you see this, you will see it everywhere. So I traveled to Thailand again on a mission to preach at a Bible college. And in the courtyard of the Bible college, because land is premier there, so every space is used. And there was a huge tree that was where they built the Bible college, so they cut the tree down, but the trunk of it was so thick, they cut it and did all these wonderful things to it and made it like a tabletop. And so it was there for years like that, but the tree was like, hey, my roots are so deep. You can varnish me, saw me, sand me, and varnish me. I'm coming out. And it had put out a branch that came out and got so tall they decided to leave it as a shade for the rest. I loved it. I said, tree, you defy everything. You're like, So you cut me down and you sand me and you varnish me. And you think I'm dead? I still got roots, and my roots touch water. As long as the roots touch water, I'm coming up. And it bent and pushed its way back out. Some of you, come on now. Somebody cut you down. Some things in life have been varnishing you. But as long as your roots are in Christ, you're going to find another way to come out. I loved it. Because this is a story of our lives. I may be cut down, but I'm not destroyed. I'll grow again. I'll come out another way. Come out sideways if you have to. He says, and it, you know, it's interesting, and become a shade for the same place that they cut you down. You're going to shade somebody's life just where they cut you down. Do you know why we get so insulted? Do you know what's destroying the church? The spirit of offense. I'm so offended. I can't believe you said that. Don't judge me. I'm offended. Get over it in Jesus' name. Get your root to shoot something else out and show who you are in Christ and God, not who you are in pride. Pride is destroying the church because it's pride that takes up offenses. But when we know who we are, we become resilient in faith and stronger in the word, because you know that the if people resist you and people reject you, what does it say? The one that people reject, God will make them. He will make them the head, not the tail. Get ready. I got one more for you. Let me read this verse in being built up, as Colossians says, James 1, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing the testing of your faith, what? Produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Do you know why we need patience? Because we are all people that are broken by the things of life, but we don't have to stay broken. Storms shouldn't come to uproot us. Storms should make us stronger. The trees that I shared with you, whatever came at them, they weathered it. And the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, the living stones that you are should be built up into spiritual house, so you become a holy priesthood to what? Offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. My last example, I hope you can hold on. Online, don't start the lunch yet. Hang on. We're almost done. I traveled into a village in Uganda. And as I said, after the first sighting of a palm tree that was like this, but flourishing, everything that didn't look normal attracts your attention. So now I'm thinking, this only happens to palm trees. But then in Thailand, I saw it happen in a concreted area where the tree said, don't put me down. I don't count me out. I'm coming back up. Now I'm in Uganda, and we're in a village. It's in a compound where the church is, and it's plastered. They use this mud that they thing, and they'd cut down a tree to build a church there, and the tree was flat into the ground. And while it wasn't cement, but it's what they used to make it thing, the tree was under all of that, and it decided, you cut me down, you covered me over, but my roots are still under here. And so it had all these shoots. And I have pictures, but I'd have to dig them out. That tree went, I don't care how much you stump on me, I'm going to put out as many shoots as I can from under here. My roots are still saying, let me go, let me out, let me at them. Friends, this is what God wants. No matter what life has done to you, let your personal struggles that have been burying you, the things that have been stepping on you, let it not destroy you, but be strengthened in the Lord. Because every tree that has its root deep down, it's going to come back up, and it's going to declare the goodness and the greatness of Almighty God, regardless of your circumstance. So if you're like that tree, regardless of what you're going through, remember 2 Thessalonians 3 says, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you from and guard you from evil. The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from evil. So in the turbulent times of your life, what's necessary? Be rooted. If you're rooted, you can overcome. If you're rooted, you will make it. If you're rooted, you'll find your joy again. If you're rooted, you'll get your peace back. If you're rooted, life will bring you changes in a different direction. It won't look like the last direction, but it's going to look different. But just as long as you're fresh and green, as it said in Psalm, like a tree planted by water, you come to the Bible says, then with thankfulness, you will begin to overflow. Friends, in turbulent times, get ready to be thankful. I don't like it, but I'm giving God thanks. Anyone with me? I don't like it, but I'm going to give God thanks. So you don't have to stay under it all and allow it to destroy you. Like trees planted by the waters, let your roots become deep. You will bear fruit. Like trees that weather the elements, be strong in the midst of life's circumstances, and you will become firmer. You'll become shade for those that are under you. Like trees that have everything against it, you then begin to show forth the power of God so that even though life trampled you down, you send out many more shoots to show, I ain't dead. I'm just a little bit dormant, but I'm coming back up. You know what, folks? I wondered why in Uganda, they allowed that tree to put up all those, allow it. Why didn't they just pluck them off one by one? It's because when the tree declared its life, they realized, let it be. You're going to have to declare to people where your life source is. And then they will fear. They will fear the God who's working in you. They will fear what God is doing in you. Have any of you ever seen in your garden, in your homes, a tree that you cut down and you saw it come back up? You watched it grow, didn't you? Because it puzzles you. So after a while, you're like, I gotta let this thing do its thing. Friends, let the devil see you do God's thing because he fears touching you again. Because he knows, even if the hurricane comes at you, and bends you in every direction, you ain't gonna be broken. Even if they chop you down and sand you, you're gonna send out a shoot that says, I'm still gonna be in charge. I'll be the shade right now. Even if they level you into the ground, if life things level you into the ground, you shoot up from all sides, frighten them till they're like, better let that one go because I don't know what else it's going to do. You got to get ready, friends, in turbulent times to be rooted in Christ, never given up, because Colossians tells us we cannot lose our confidence. We are God's best. We are God's ambassadors. We're God's answer to the world today. Because he wants to show the world he is still God. God is looking forward to proving through you how he can make you be strong, powerful, resilient, storm blocker in a turbulent time where the world is caving. But the church of Jesus Christ, the Christians who believe in the power of Almighty God and in the Spirit's power to use you and release you at all levels, he will keep you in perfect peace as you keep your mind steadfast upon him. Amen. Amen. So, right at home right now, I have my worship team and my pastors. We're all here. So they're going to stand up as you're going to stand up right now in your living room. And you're going to do this so you shame the devil. You're like, oh, pastor, I'm in my house and my family are not all saved. Oh, yeah, well, this is a good moment for them. So here's what I ask you to do. So in Barbados, I saw a palm tree. Now, I exercise a little too hard here, so you're going to have to, you're lucky that I'm still a little impaired, or else I would have gone as far as how they do it when they're doing the belly dance, but I can't go that far right now. So here we are. Camera, pick up on those that I got here, because they're going to do it well. So if you're the palm tree in Barbados or Dominican Republic or any other island, and the fiercest hurricane is coming, and you're the palm tree, hands up, palm tree, what are you going to do? Come on. Some of you ain't been for a long time. Give it to me. But here's the thing. Now bring it back up. Let me tell you something. They bend. The palm tree, when it's bending, It doesn't just bend like you know what it's doing? Come on. Isn't that a wave unto the Lord? That's how you thank God. Come on. Yeah, bend me, bend me, bend me, bend me, but you ain't gonna break me. Wherever you are, even in your workplace, if you're watching it there, when the enemy sends the storm at you, find another position. Come out another way, because your roots are so deep that it's not going to break you. It may bend you in different directions, make you feel uncomfortable, even foolish, but it will not destroy you. Close your eyes with me for this moment. Father, Abba, Papa, great Jehovah, Lamb of glory, King of my life, lover of my soul, my Jesus who died for us, my precious Redeemer, my Savior and my friend, Holy Spirit, my guide, my comforter, my counselor, and my friend. How we thank you that whatever we have need of, you will provide. So Lord, teach us in turbulent times how to let our roots go deeper, how to be built up in your word and in the power of your word, how to be strengthened by the promises you've given unto us, and how to overflow, because thankfulness comes out of the things in our life that were sent to break and destroy us. We give you thanks that your word is enough. And so sanctify your word over our lives. And so, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We submit our spirit to you. And in this stormy weekend, teach us how to be storm resilient, so that we will prove to a generation that we will make it and they will make it, because we will block on their behalf until they learn to be blockers themselves. So we bless the name of the Lord. Father, those that need to have a relationship with you, may they just bow and repeat the sinner's prayer, simply accepting you, Lord Jesus, into their lives, declaring you to be their Lord and Savior, acknowledging there's no other God who creates and who is in control but the God of heaven. So we bless your holy name with thanksgiving, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.